Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. The major clean-up operation will get underway today at Notre-Dame de Paris, almost 4 months after the terrible fire that ravaged the cathedral and spread nearly 400 tons of lead into the surrounding area. According to the Mairie de Paris, a high-pressure cleaning device will be used to lift all the lead out of the floor in order to draw a line under the controversy the lead has caused. The construction site at Notre Dame will start work from next Monday, August 19th, 1 week later than originally planned. The town of Agon-Coutainville in the Manche remains in shock this morning after the death of three children in a boating accident yesterday afternoon. Three adults, also on board the hire boat, had suffered slight injuries but were able to be rescued. They were all relatives of the victims. The prosecutor has opened an investigation and an examination of the bodies is scheduled today. The race to become the head of the political party, Les Républicains, is underway. After only securing 8% of the vote in the last European elections, the party is in dire need of a second wind. The deadline to submit nominations is tonight. At the moment, three candidates are in the running to replace Laurent Wauquiez. They are Christian Jacob, Guillaume Larrivé and Julien Aubert. Hong Kong Airport has reopened after a major day of pro-democracy demonstrations meant that all flights were cancelled. In the meantime, demonstrators have said that they intend to return to the airport to continue their actions. And finally, the most popular children's name in France last year have been announced by the National Institute for Statistics, INSEE. These were for boys, Gabrielle, and for girls, none other than Emma. Both names had been hovering near the top of the rankings since 2016 and 2017. And so that's the end of this morning's news from this Emma, Emma Phillips. Keep listening to English Waves.